Supporters say a fair elections law would restore trust in government by giving prospective candidates for office access to public funding. For example, for each dollar raised, a taxpayer-financed public fund would match that dollar with $6. The New York State Legislature is currently reviewing an assembly bill that would enact the 2013 Fair Elections Act. Modeled after New York City's system, the bill has strong support from Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, and support has grown since the recent arrests of elected officials throughout the state, including a former Senate Majority Leader. New York State Conservative Party Chairman Mike Long says expectations are flawed.
Why should we reach into the pockets of taxpayers and have them pay and support candidates that they don't support with their tax dollars? And in all honesty, the city system down here in New York City, the campaign finance system, has not worked. In the last 10 years, there were investigations of 24 candidates and council members and citywide candidates who gamed the system. They took trips to Florida. They bought dinner for at posh restaurants. They funneled money to their relatives, their wives, everything except spend their money on the campaigns.
The whole idea of fairness and equal opportunity may be a moot point. When political action committees or PACs become interested in a candidate, they can change the outcome, as many argue they did in November's 46th District Senate race that pitted Republican Assemblyman George Amador against Democrat Cecilia Katchik. Friends of Democracy and another super PAC called Protect Our Democracy put $250,000 each into the 46th Senate race in support of Katchik, who was not expected to beat Amador in the newly drawn district, but eventually won a razor-thin recount. Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey.
Some of you were involved in the Cecilia Katchik race for the Senate. The seat was even referred to as the Amador seat in the state for the state Senate because it was carved up for him. And she ended up, the race, she didn't have to raise this because outside money came in to help her, primarily on this issue of campaign financing.
Fahey's remarks came at a public event at UAlbany earlier this month in support of fair elections. Mark Emanation is the Capital District Organizer for Citizen Action of New York. He points out PACs would not be affected by the proposed Fair Elections Act.
Citizens United, which set up the super PACs and said that, you know, unlimited campaign contributions and, you know, money with speech and corporations with people and all that stuff, can't be overturned by anything other than the Constitutional Convention or a amendment to the Constitution, and so a law in New York State wouldn't be able to change that. This law in New York State that would allow public financing of elections doesn't get big money out of politics.
Mike Long of the Conservative Party believes Senator Malcolm Smith, before his arrest, was positioning himself to take advantage of New York City's fair elections law.
One of the reasons, a heavy speculation, and I believe it's to be the truth, that he was trying to get into the and bribe people to let him into the Republican Party primary was that he would then become eligible for campaign finance. And that's very lucrative. You're talking about big money. You're talking about it could be $2, $3, up to $6 million with matching funds. So one then can hire their relatives, one can hire their family members, one can then buy all sorts of office furniture and computers, etc. And after the campaign's over, you take it all home with you.
Since the arrests of Smith and other public officials this month, the coalition known as Fair Elections for New York reportedly has raised close to $1 million to finance new advertising, which could begin running in days. Those tied to the coalition tell the Daily News there were serious discussions about having those ads target New York State Senate co-leader Jeffrey Klein and his group of breakaway Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference, but they backed off Sunday evening, deciding instead to focus on the entire Senate. There is a rally scheduled for May 29th in Albany to convince lawmakers to draft and pass a fair elections bill. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.